Mansion, 25th and 25th in South Minneapolis. That's one of the differences between St. Paul and Minneapolis. We only have about three numbered streets, and they're not always consecutive here in St. Paul. It goes back to Minnesota Territory, 1839. There was a Frenchman named Pierre Pigseye Parent. Established a trading post on the Mississippi River, right down here.
Allo, 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 mon ami. What can I do for you today, monsieur?
Oh. I got some furs here. This is a trading post, ain't it?
Ah, oui, monsieur.
Yeah, I want to trade these furs of mine for some whiskey.
Oui, monsieur. Let us see what you have here. Beaver, fox, deerskin, rabbit. What is this?
That's badger.
Oh, we don't take badger.
Oh.
Care for a taste of whiskey?
Oh, yeah, sure.
Whiskey it is, and there we go. Voila. Enjoy.
You make this yourself?
Oui, monsieur.
Yeah. Okay, down the hatch. Woo! 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 That's what I call whiskey.
Oui.
Excuse me. Yeah. What happened? Yeah, that you lost your eye.
A bird pooped in it.
Well, can that cause you to lose the eye over that?
Well, I reached up to wipe the poop out.
Yeah?
I forgot I had a fork in my hands.
So. Oh, that's too bad.
So, the settlement came to be called Pig's Eye because they were drunk at the time. They didn't know what they were doing. But just a few years later, 1840s, Father Lucien Gaultier arrived here and decided that Pig's Eye was not appropriate for a town where he intended to build a chapel.
The name Pig's Eye is as bad as the name of that town to the west, Minneapolis. I hereby christen this town St. Paul. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, amen.
Yep, that was the beginning of civilization on this side of the river. And soon there were laws against spitting. There were handicapped parking spaces, and there was a chamber orchestra. They opened a library downtown. There were theaters.
Oh, come, gentle knight. Give me my lover, and when he shall die, let me be acquitted.
And they got a better brand of whiskey.
Oh, this is an 1842 whiskey, very complex nose and finish, very smoky, with accents of fruit and chocolate, and a long finish of mushrooms, wet wool, and dog dookie.
Meanwhile, Minneapolis off to the west grew faster because, you know, people over there weren't interested in reading, and they didn't care about the arts, and they only wanted to work. And they actually enjoyed milling, which is most boring things you can possibly do, grinding flour under a stone wheel. And then they were building the railroad, you know, just one spike after another, running the banks.
20,
they liked
40,
doing
60,
that over
80,
there.
80, 100, 20, 40, 60, 80, 200, 20, 40, 60, 80, 300, 20, 40.
Well, St. Paul devoted itself to spiritual things, Catholics.
Content nunc, io chorus angelorum, content nunc, aula celestium, venite, die, adoremus, venite, adoremus, dominum, amen.
And there's some Lutherans here.
So, just checking in, Lord. Yeah, thanks for all your blessings. Yeah, could be worse.
There were Jews here in St. Paul.
Oh, thank you for getting Larry through medical school. And thanks for getting him off that kosher mishigas. Now find him a nice wife, like Debbie Schwartzman.
Whereas over in Minneapolis, you mainly had Unitarians over there.
Oh, spirit of love that is out there in the cosmos somewhere. Come fill us with warm feelings and a sense of certainty, but without any specifics that we'd only wind up arguing about.
And there were a whole lot of atheists over there.
Thank you for not existing. Which means that we are free not to get all uptight about what you want, which, since you don't exist, is not a factor. Amen.
Had we kept the name Pig's Eye, very doubtful St. Paul would be the state capital. It would probably be some little tiny, disreputable village with pigs running through the streets and swampy land and all. There'd be no zoning, and none of you would ever want to come over here. So, welcome. Welcome to St. Paul, Minnesota. Good to see you.